Welcome to our cervical biopsy procedure guide. Over the next few minutes, we'll share information to help you prepare for a cervical biopsy. We'll also let you know what to expect both during and after the procedure. After you finish listening, please visit our website for more detailed information on cervical biopsy, including illustrations of the reproductive system. Let's begin with a description. A cervical biopsy is a procedure performed to remove a piece of abnormal tissue from the cervix. After the tissue is removed, it's examined in a lab. The need for further treatment depends on the results of the biopsy. The cervix is the lower, narrow part of the uterus located between the bladder and the rectum. It forms a canal that opens into the vagina, which leads to the outside of the body. The cervix is covered by a thin layer of tissue, similar to the skin found inside the mouth. This tissue is made up of cells that are constantly growing and shedding. During this process, some cervical cells may become abnormal and require closer examination. Abnormal cervical cells can be precancerous or cancerous, so identifying them is important. Not all abnormal cervical cells are cancerous, but your doctor will want to confirm this. There are several types of cervical biopsies. Punch biopsy, cone biopsy, and endocervical curettage are examples of the most common types. Each type has its own purpose for diagnosing and treating abnormal cervical cells. For instance, some cervical biopsies are used to completely remove sections of abnormal tissue, while others are used to remove only a small sample of tissue. So, why have a cervical biopsy? Your doctor may recommend a cervical biopsy when cervical abnormalities are found during a pelvic exam or by a Pap test, a test that looks at cells taken from the cervix. The cervical biopsy may also be performed as part of a colposcopy procedure, also called a colposcopy-guided cervical biopsy. A colposcopy is a procedure that uses a special, high-powered microscope that allows your doctor to see abnormalities clearly. Conditions such as genital warts on the cervix and non-cancerous polyps may also be diagnosed and treated during a cervical biopsy. There may be other reasons for your doctor to recommend a cervical biopsy. What are some of the risks? As with any procedure, complications may occur. Some potential complications include bleeding, pain, and infection. There may be other risks depending on your specific medical condition, so be sure to discuss any concerns with your doctor. What should you do to prepare for a cervical biopsy? Your doctor will explain the procedure and offer you the opportunity to ask questions. You'll be asked to sign a consent form that gives your permission to do the cervical biopsy. Read the form carefully and ask questions if something isn't clear. If you're pregnant or suspect that you may be, notify your doctor. Also provide a list of all medications and supplements that you're taking. You may be asked to skip certain medications before the cervical biopsy because of their effect. Be sure to ask when to restart any medications that are withheld. Generally, no prior preparation, such as fasting or sedation, is required for a simple cervical biopsy. If your biopsy requires regional or general anesthesia, you may need to fast for a certain number of hours before the procedure, generally after midnight. Let your doctor know if you have any blood clotting disorders or if you're taking a blood thinner such as Coumadin or aspirin. Special precautions may be required to prevent bleeding. You shouldn't use tampons, vaginal creams, douche, or have sexual intercourse within 24 hours before the procedure. If you're sensitive or allergic to any medications, iodine, latex, or tape, be sure to tell your doctor. You may receive a sedative to help you relax. If a sedative is given, you'll need someone to drive you home. Based on your medical condition, your doctor may request other specific preparation. What can you expect during your cervical biopsy? You'll be asked to remove any clothing, jewelry, or other objects that may interfere, and you'll be given a gown to wear. You'll be positioned on the exam table on your back with your knees up and spread apart. Your feet will be placed in stirrups. The type of biopsy performed will be determined by the size, shape, location, and other characteristics of the abnormalities. An IV may be inserted in your arm or hand for anesthesia medications or IV fluids, depending on your specific situation. If a sedative or anesthetic is given, your heart rate, blood pressure, breathing, and blood oxygen level will be monitored. Your doctor will insert an instrument called a speculum into your vagina to spread the walls of the vagina apart to expose the cervix. Often, a colposcope, an instrument with a special lens similar to a microscope, will be used to magnify the cervical tissues. The colposcope will be placed at the opening of your vagina, but does not enter the body. Your doctor will look through the colposcope to locate any problem areas on the cervix or in the vagina. Your cervix may be prepared with a vinegar or acetic acid solution that helps the abnormal tissue turn white and become more visible. You may feel a mild burning sensation when this occurs. Your doctor may numb the area using a small needle to inject medication. What do you need to do afterwards? You may have slight cramping and a brownish-black vaginal discharge for several days. Take a pain reliever for soreness as recommended by your doctor. Aspirin or certain other pain medications may increase the chance of bleeding, so be sure to take only recommended medications. To prevent infection, you may be given an antibiotic to take for several days. Be sure to take it exactly as ordered, consulting with your pharmacist or doctor as needed. Report any bleeding, fever, chills, or foul-smelling vaginal drainage. Depending on your particular situation, you may receive additional or different instructions after your procedure. Thank you for listening. We hope you found this description helpful. Please visit our website for more detailed information on cervical biopsy and other reproductive health topics and procedures.